Regarding the placement of information, always make sure that when you place listings, you place it in the appropriate business category and also in the appropriate business area. Many people today have BlackBerry handheld devices and other personal device assistants, and nothing is more frustrating and annoying than to have listings come up that do not apply in the appropriate business category or appropriate business area. It's a lot of clicking for nothing, and people do not like that. So please only select the business categories and business areas that apply to your personal message to the industry. Highlighting all business categories and all the business areas is a no-no. You also can select multiple business areas when they apply, particularly for wants. If somebody's looking for a property in one area and another area and another area, you can select them all. Same thing is true for business categories. If you have a piece of land with a commercial building, and so you can build on the land, plus it's available to sell, plus maybe it's even for lease, different story. But don't put for lease retail properties in the shopping centers for sale category. Also, do not type in all capital letters. It's better and more professional to use upper and lowercase letters. Capital letters are like screen glare, like someone yelling at you, and in some cases, like begging. For wants, you must start the subject line with the word wanted. Otherwise, people think you have something for sale, and you won't get a call, even though you're looking for something. And that's because if they think you have something, and they look at your message, and it looks like you want, then they won't call you. So there are other special things you can do to improve your response ratio. If you ever wonder why you do not receive as many calls as you think you should be there, and you think that you should be part of the reason from over 10 years of experience in the information, could be that the information that you have placed in the subject line that you can or should place. And the following are helpful ideas that have made the difference for others to make money and hopefully will for you as well. So your subject line field, when adding or modifying a message, could be missing one or more of these ingredients. And it is the subject line which is very important. It's the subject line that is circulated locally and around the world by way of email list services. There's over 10,000 emails delivering information daily. People simply do not read the body of your message unless they are first interested by something that triggered their interest in the subject line. When it's sketchy or vague, missing one of the four ingredients, from experience they may not follow up because many people just do not have the time. Everyone is overloaded with information, and unless you make it easy for them, they just do not have the time to check out whether or not it fits their criteria. So for this reason, we suggest you place at least four ingredients in the subject line, that is, the location. And when we talk about the location, we do not mean the exact location or the exact address. General location is fine. Many people may not know anything about your area, so it's good to reference it to a major center where you are. We do not mean the exact address because people can end up going direct on you, and you don't want to use that. You want to use ICI World to trigger a qualified buyer out of the marketplace, develop a business relationship with you where you can qualify them. And then and only then, once you know who the people are, that's a different story if you want to release the address. You should also include the type, the size, and the price, and or sizzle. The price itself is a regular business number in the body of the message, but you can use short forms in the subject line. The sizzle is simply what is so good about the property that you're selling over all the other properties that are out there in the marketplace. Why should anybody buy this particular property? And if you read some of the other samples that other brokers are using, you'll kind of get the idea. There is a limit of 160 characters for the subject line, and you'll see a little counter that's being used to keep track of your letters. If you delete some, you have to press the space bar to recalculate that number of characters. You should modify your listings every 30 to 90 days to get the best circulation. And the reason for that is that majority of deals are being done at the top half of the database, not at the bottom where your listings might be. People simply get so busy working the top half of the database, they don't get a chance to get down to the bottom. Secondly, once you do modify a listing, it will, if it's after 30 days, it will also get circulated to the whole industry There are over 10,000 emails going out daily to the industry distributing information. If you modify your listing within 30 days, it does not get sent out to the industry, and that's to prevent multiple emails of the same thing overwhelming everybody's inbox. Any questions that you have, please feel free to call. There are some other tips that you can read about online. Over.